and the choir will provide
musical selections.
Yeah. And if you'd like it, you might say the choir provided the music was very warm,
very beautiful, delightful, yeah, inspiring.
And let's see, so you had a flat tire on the way to church or something, you might say, well, I'll look at your watch and say, church will be over
in 20 minutes.
And you know, in church, a preacher tells you that the opposite of God is
the devil.
Yeah. Any other names for him?
Yes. The old Luther is one, Satan, Beelzebub. That's a few of them.
Remember any names from when you were a child? Did you have any different names?
The devil? Mm-hmm. No. We use the word hell a lot, you know, but I've heard of where the devil is supposed to live. But I don't believe all that stuff, though. It's okay, though.
Mm-hmm. And now, if you go to a cemetery, the things that are supposed to hang around there at night to scare you are the
ghosts, yeah, goblins.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard them call anything else?
Ghouls.
You there around here?
Never.
And a house that's supposed to have ghosts in.
They call them haints, too. That's the expression. Mm-hmm. Haunted houses.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And somebody might say, excuse me.
Go ahead.
I'll go with you and insist, but I'd
rather not go.
Mm-hmm. Say if somebody owns 500 acres of land, how would you express, and you were just talking about him owning a great deal of land, how would you express that he owns a lot of land?
He owns a large tract of land. He's rather wealthy.
Would you ever hear people around here say he owns a right smart of land?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that common or passing out? Or
it's fairly common.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. We're not very far from being through. Oh. If it wasn't just a little cold this morning, you'd say it was how cold?
Extremely cold.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. When you meet someone, what would you say to them by way of greeting? Say if you were asking about their health, what would be your expression?
I would say to them something like this. How are you today? I've heard that you've been ill. Mm-hmm. If I knew if they were a bit sick.
What about when you're introduced to a stranger, what would you say to him?
How do you do?
Mm-hmm. And say that if somebody's really in, if somebody's been busy, you really enjoyed their visit, you might tell them, come.
Come back to see me again. I enjoyed your company.
When you get up on December the 25th, what's the first thing you'd say to somebody you met?
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Remember any older expressions for that?
No. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear anybody say Christmas gift?
That's all. It goes back to the slave days. You know, that's a slavery expression.
Don't hear it much, Matthew?
Never do. That's a black expression.
Yeah. And what about on the 1st of January, what would you say?
Happy New Year.
Say, you know, somebody did you a favor, instead of saying thank you, you might say how much?
Much obliged.
And,
don't use it much anymore, though.
You might have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Yeah. If you made a purchase, the storekeeper took a piece of paper and did what to it?
He wrapped it up.
Yeah. And so when you got home, you had to do what?
Unwrap it.
Yeah. And say if you sell something for less than you paid for it, you sell it.
At a loss.
And say you admire something but don't have enough money to buy it, you might say, I like it, but
it's cost too much. Mm-hmm. You make some excuse. Mm-hmm.
And you might say, on the first of the month, the bill is...
It's coming. It's great. Mm-hmm. Too much.
Or if you have to pay it, it's